Good evening. Welcome to In Defense of Humanity. My name is Al Whitney, and today is the 14th day of April 2018. This program is about helping people reawaken to the wonderful qualities of our own species while accepting and understanding that the current corporate commercial legal structure, both government and business, is built upon is actively seeking to take control of most organic life forms on our planet. Restoring our unalienable rights and preserving our planet will require that we, the people, understand what has happened and learn how to empower ourselves as living men and women. Much of the information discussed on this show can be found on my website, anticorruptionsociety.com. There is also an IDH program links page on my site where you can locate links to many of the topics we discuss on the show. If you need to remind yourself why humanity is worth defending, please read and enjoy the In Defense of Humanity page listed at the top of my website. I'd like to make new listeners aware that there is a free People's Empowerment Guide to our corporate commercial legal system on my website, and it's called Lawfully Yours. It is a collaboration of many men and women in the legal accountability movement. You can locate it by clicking on the Lawfully Yours tab. It is now in its 9th edition, and we're working on the 10th. We keep adding to it as more information and ideas come to our attention. This guide contains valuable strategies for challenging the non-existent authority of our corporate government, as does our notice of condition precedent, which is also linked from our website. Well, it's a beautiful day here in central Ohio. It was in the 70s. The birds are singing, the forsythia's blooming. Spring is always so refreshing to me anyway. So I'm in a good mood, but I wanted to talk to the listeners tonight about something that I have been thinking about for quite a while and has become somewhat a topic on a lot of sites, really, recently, who've had their YouTube accounts shut down. I believe Natural News, Mike Adams, lost a lot of videos that he put up, and others are having the same problem. I'm one individual who was interviewed. They just completely closed his entire account. So these people are really kind of in shock that they're losing their YouTube accounts, and they feel that there's a censorship thing going on. Unfortunately, I suspect, and I also have a YouTube account, and I have loaded a lot of videos up there. I stopped loading onto YouTube when they notified me of a copyright violation, which I don't think was accurate. And to get back into my account, I had to take this little test and to listen to it and had to mark the boxes that I understood what they were saying, and then I could get back into my account, and that is considered a first strike. I was so annoyed with that I stopped using YouTube for loading up videos, and I moved on to Vimeo. So now I have a Vimeo account. So I just discontinued my use of YouTube. While the videos are still up, to my knowledge, I don't add to them anymore. Well, at the time, I kind of suspected that I had agreed to this. And I think all the people who are really up in arms over losing their YouTube videos or having their YouTube accounts discontinued, probably none of them read the terms and conditions of opening a YouTube account. And probably none of them understand what a digital signature is. So tonight I'd like to review with people to make sure we all understand this, because this is a part of our everyday life. And I love talking about everyday law, the things, you know, that lawyers do and they don't tell us about. and we sign up for things and we sign our name on this and that and the other. Well, they create the documents. They're never around to explain them when we sign up, of course, right? And fine print, small print, 8 pages regarding your bank account or something. Now, that's what the bar attorneys are up to. And as you can tell, I'm not a fan of bar attorneys. I believe they've created this nightmare that we're now finding ourselves in. So the whole idea of a digital signature, I looked it up. I wanted to explore that. I felt it's important for me to understand it and share it with others who haven't taken the time to do it, because it is significant and it does affect us almost, especially if you use the internet, it affects you every day of your life, really. So let's start out by looking at a definition. I got two definitions of digital signatures. One came from searchsecurity.techtarget, and that seemed to be affiliated with McAfee when I looked at that website. But I like their definition, so here goes. A digital signature, not to be confused with a digital certificate, is a mathematical technique used to validate the authenticity and integrity of a message, software, or digital document. The digital equivalent of a handwritten signature or stamped seal, but offering far more inherent security. A digital signature is intended to solve the problem of tampering and impersonation in digital communications. Digital signatures can provide the added assurances of evidence to origin, identity, and status of an electronic document, transaction, or message, as well as acknowledging informed consent by the signer. Did everybody hear that? Informed consent by the signer. In many countries, including the United States, digital signatures have the same legal significance as the more traditional forms of signed documents. The United States Government Printing Office publishes electronic versions of the budget, public and private laws, and congressional bills with digital signatures. I'm going to put a link to this definition from this website, searchsecurity.techtarget.com, because for those who are really techies, it then goes into the cryptography, the public key, the private key, and how the whole digital signature works. Has a nice little diagram. It's pretty sophisticated when you take a close look at it. But let's think more about, instead of how that technology works, how that technology impacts our lives. So I found another definition that I liked, and this one is from businessdictionary.com. And this one says, binary code that, like a handwritten signature, authenticates and executes a document and identifies the signatory. A digital signature is practically impossible to forge and cannot be sent by itself, but only as part of an electronic document or message. In the U.S., electronic confirmation of signatures is legally accepted from October 1st, 2000, under the Electronic Signatures in Global and National Commerce Act. The act gives full legal weight to electronic technologies that ensure authentication, confidentiality, data integrity, and non-repudiation, and directs courts to consider the electronic record on the same legal footing as the paper record. Digital signature is also known or called electronic signature. So let's look up that term that they inserted there so nicely for us, non-repudiation. And they had a definition of non-repudiation. Number one, general. The intent to accept one's obligation under a contract and be bound for its performance. That's non-repudiation. You can't repudiate it. Number two, electronic commerce. Intent to accept responsibility of submitting or receiving an electronic message and be bound by its substance. Non-repudiation protects a sender against the false assertion of the receiver that the message has not been received, and a receiver against the false assertion of the sender that the message has been sent. An essential element of secure electronic commerce Non-repudiation is generally established by the protocol, such as public key infrastructure, used in data transfer, and includes legal and security criteria of authentication and report integrity. So those are the definitions of an electronic or digital signature. Well, why I knew this was important to understand, and I just hadn't gotten around to looking closer at it. I've talked a lot on this program about the Uniform Commercial Code. Uniform Commercial Code being the law that is practiced in our courtrooms, and basically it's the law of the land. Not the Constitution and not the common law, it's the Uniform Commercial Code. I've said this a million times, Melvin Stamper said it, I mean you can find evidence of it everywhere. My husband was at a discussion group and two women and one man came to speak. They were running for office as judge and they wanted to kind of get everybody to know them, and they were actually hoping people would vote for them. And my husband asked them what kind of law is practiced in the court. And they said the Uniform Commercial Code, and acted as if everybody knew that. I mean, doesn't everybody know that? Doesn't everybody know that? And yet I get into conversations with people both on air and off air who just absolutely, and lawyers, who just absolutely don't want to admit that our form of law is the Uniform Commercial Code. And if you're going to look to protect your rights, you have to look at the form of law they're using, which is indeed the Uniform Commercial Code. I've talked about that many times. On my website, anticorruptionsociety.com, you can scroll down on the source document page and see where we've put UCC Article 1 General Provisions. I think there's only 10 pages, and that's more important than Black's Law. I mean, this is what is actually going on across the country. And when I read to you the definitions that they use, I think everybody will understand, yes, this is it. This is what we're dealing with. In the Uniform, excuse me, the Uniform Commercial Code General Provisions, item number, section 1-108, relation to electronic signatures in Global and National Commerce Act. And this is just a small paragraph, but an important one. This article modifies, limits, and supersedes the Federal Electronic Signatures in Global and National Commerce Act. And I just talked about that one having been passed in 2000. Except that nothing in this article modifies, limits, or supersedes Section 7001C of that act or authorizes electronic delivery of any of the notices described in Section 7003B of that act. And this is all that is said in general provisions of the UCC. So to get more information, knowing it's important because this is general provisions, right? And we know that somehow we are clicking on I accept these terms all the time, commonplace, in fact. Even if you visit a website, like I mentioned on a previous show, I went to Whole Foods to look for the address, and up flashed a message that said, if you're going to use this website, we want you to know we have new terms and conditions. Please read. And all I wanted was the phone number. But there was a digital signature. I left a digital signature by visiting that site. And when I read those terms and conditions, the presumption was that I accepted them and I went into some kind of an agreement with Whole Foods. Isn't that interesting? And this happens all the time, almost every day, if you use the computer at all. So this was from General Provisions, and it cited this 15 USC, that's U.S. Code, Section 7001. So, naturally, I said, okay, let's see what that says. Well, I went and looked. There are 7001 through 7006. There's five different ones. And I read each one, and I thought tonight that I would start with the last one, which is 7006, and then we'll work our way to the beginning. The reason is, usually in statutory law, they put the definitions in the beginning of a statute or a new rule or regulation. In this case, they have these different chapters or different, they're called subchapters. And the definitions are in the last one. So I'm going to read the last one. And to me, this provides more evidence of what many of us have been saying for a very long time, that this whole country is a commercial enterprise. Now, if you use the internet, okay, you are engaging in commerce. In fact, remember what they called it when they passed it. They called it the Relation to Electronic Signatures in Global and National Commerce Act. And they had to do this because even I have purchased an item online that was shipped from a different country. So they call that global commerce because I'm buying something from a different country. National commerce, I have purchased items that came from North Carolina. I have purchased items that have come from California. So, again, this is the world that they have created. This is a commercial enterprise called the United States Federal Corporation. And that's the world we live in. So let's see what the definitions are and how they might apply to you and I. Okay, so this is 15 U.S. Code, Section 7006. Anybody who wants to follow along can just type it in their search engine or take a note of it and look it up for yourself later. All you have to do is type in 15 U.S. Code dash 7006, and it will take you to this document or this information that I'm reading. I downloaded it and printed it so I can call it a document. But you don't have to do that. You can read it online. Okay, so here are the definitions for this subchapter, and this is all about the significance of digital signatures, the legal significance. But first are the definitions. Number one, consumer. Okay, the term consumer means an individual who obtains through a transaction products or services which are used primarily for personal, family, or household purposes, and also means the legal representative of such an individual. Now let's think about that. The term, quote, consumer, unquote, also means the legal representative of such an individual. Okay, stay tuned.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one from Amazon.com. I just wanted you to know I saw my doctor and I laughed because he said, I don't know what you're doing, but keep doing it. I have been taking Extendivite. I had borderline high blood pressure, heart flutter, high cholesterol. I changed my diet and included Extendivite with an amazing turnaround for the better. A few months later, I had a doctor's appointment and took a stress test. I passed. No heart flutter. Blood pressure was perfect. My doctor even took me off my medicine. I thank you truly from the bottom of my heart. This stuff works, and I'm so grateful for Extendivite. Thank you, Justin G. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, Does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Welcome back to In Defense of Humanity. We're talking tonight about digital signatures or electronic signatures. And we're reading the 15 U.S. Code, Section 7006, the definitions that are going to be used in this code. And I will get into more of the code itself when I get done with the definitions. The definitions, I'm reading them particularly to emphasize to all the listeners that you are in commerce. Hello, you are in commerce. Do you buy goods, products, services for personal, family, or household uses? That's you. You're in commerce. I mean, I have purchased all of these things. I'm in commerce. That's their definition of a consumer. We are consumers. They call them healthcare consumers. You hear that over and over again. But hear me again when I repeat. What is a consumer? And also, the legal representative of such an individual. What does that mean? Your person, folks. The legal representative, your legal fiction person. Some people like to call it your straw man. Okay, that's item number one under definitions. The first word was consumer. The second word is electronic. The term electronic means relating to technology, having electrical, digital, magnetic, wireless, optical, electromagnetic, or similar capabilities. Item number three, electronic agent. The term electronic agent means a computer program or an electronic or other automated means used independently to initiate an action or respond to electronic records or performances in whole or in part without review or action by an individual at the time of the action or response. I think everybody understands that you can send an email. I can send an email and it might not be read for 3 days, but it was still went into Gmail, and Gmail was the electronic agent. Okay. Number four, electronic record. The term electronic record means a contract or other record created, generated, sent, communicated, received, or stored by electronic means. That's why emails can be used in court. Okay, number five, electronic signatures. The term electronic signature means an electronic sound, symbol, or process attached to or logically associated with a contract or other record and executed or adopted by a person with the intent to sign the record. We're back to the person here, folks. Number six, federal regulatory agency. The term federal regulatory agency means an agent. An agency, as that term is defined in Section 552F of Title V. And you can go there and look that up. But in general, I think you all understand what a federal regulatory agency is. Number seven, information. The term information means data, text, images, sounds, codes, computer programs, software, databases, or the like. Number eight, the term person means an individual, corporation, business trust, estate, trust, partnership, limited liability company, association, joint venture, government agency, public corporation, or any other legal or commercial entity. Where have we heard that definition before? Many times. Are you legally alive or dead? We have it in that booklet. Many times. It is not a flesh and blood, living, walking, talking human being. Okay? It is a legal fiction. None of the items associated with the word person were alive. None of them. Okay, number nine, record. The term record means information that is inscribed on a tangible medium or that is stored in an electronic or other medium and is retrievable in a perceivable form. Number 10, requirement. The term requirement includes a prohibition. Now, that is an interesting definition. I mean, that's worth a big, long conversation somebody might want to have just to weed their way through that mess. Number 11, self-regulatory organization. Oh, hang in there, folks. We're going to break. We'll be back in about, I think, 4 minutes.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants. and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Humanity, and we're talking tonight about the electronic signature that almost everyone who has a computer and even beyond that is familiar with or actually has participated in this electronic signature scheme that is ongoing and is only getting worse. My husband, as many of you are aware, is a retired physician. He chooses to keep his license, so it was time to renew his license, and normally he would get something in the mail. Instead, he got an email. That's one reason I don't give everybody my email. And he called them up and he said, I want to renew my license, but I don't want to do it on the web. And they said, you have no choice. And he had an argument with them, and then he came back to me and he said, you know, they say they're not going to take renewals any other way but electronically. And I'll get to why that's significant and what we're going to have to try to do about it when I finish up with the definitions. Okay, these are the definitions that go with 15 U.S. Code, Section 701 through 7006, and it's all about electronic signatures. Okay, number 11, self-regulatory organization. The term self-regulatory organization means an organization or entity that is not a federal regulatory agency or a state, but is under the supervision of a federal regulatory agency and is authorized under federal law to adopt and administer rules applicable to its members that are enforced by such organization or entity by a federal regulatory agent or by another self-regulatory organization. State is number 12. The term state includes the District of Columbia and the territories and possessions of the United States. And it should say of the United States Federal Corporation. Number 13, transaction. The term transaction means an action or set of actions relating to the conduct of business, consumer, or commercial affairs between two or more persons, including any of the following types of conduct. A, the sale, lease, exchange, licensing, or other disposition of personal property, including goods and intangibles, and II, services, and II, any combination thereof. Now, that pretty much covers everything, people. Again, that pretty much covers everything. The things, the goods and services are pretty much covered. If you engage in, you purchase a service, you hire someone to do a service, or you buy a good, that is called a transaction. So this is the definitions that they've got. This, I'm hoping everybody will get that we are all in commerce. This covers all of us, everyone who has their legal fiction person. Obviously, it's a legal fiction person, but that is our one person referred to, your social security number, the straw man, your legal fiction person. He referred to them as your transmitting utility, because again, this whole thing is a commercial matrix. We're living in a commercial matrix where money is king, I'm afraid. So let's go back and see what reservation of rights. Do we have any rights in this commercial structure? Well, the same source that I had for UCC 1-108, which started the show talking about relation to electronic signatures, that is UCC 1-108, in that very same group of general principles, general provisions, is UCC 1-308. And we've talked about that. What is UCC 1-308 in the very same group? It is performance and accepted under reservation of rights. Here's your rights, folks. I'm sorry, the Bill of Rights has been trampled on, and I mean, we've got free speech is impossible now. They're making it more difficult. People are complaining their YouTube accounts are shut down, and they're complaining about their loss of free speech. Well, they may have signed an agreement and a contract when they opened that account whereby they agreed to lose their privileges on YouTube if YouTube decides to take them away. So UCC 1-308 is potentially our most important performance or acceptance under reservation of rights. That's where we can reserve our rights, and it's going to be hard to find another place to do it. Sorry, but this is all a commercial construct. So let me read that again, UCC 1-308. A party that with explicit reservation of rights performs or promises performances or assents to perform in a manner demanded or offered by the other party does not thereby prejudice the rights reserved. Such words as without prejudice, under protest, and the like are sufficient. Okay? That means when you sign without prejudice, you are reserving your rights. If you don't, the presumption is that you decided not to reserve your rights and do whatever the program, do whatever the rule, do whatever the city, the county, the federal corporation, whatever they want. If you didn't reserve those rights, you're pretty much forced into abiding by their rules. And that's just the way they've done this. They've done it since the 50s when they launched UCC across the country. And by the mid-60s, it was a done deal. Needless to say, they didn't bother to tell us. So now we're talking about how to preserve our rights, right? We know that if we have a signature and we write this above our signature, we have preserved our rights, okay? It says we can do that. We can do that. But now, how do I do that? How do I do that with an electronic signature? And that's where that was a game changer. When they decided to give electronic signatures the same force of law, the same legal obligation of performance that a handwritten signature has, that's when things got really difficult for all of us. And we really need to wake up to this. So going back to see what they're saying in their code, 15 U.S. Code, Section 701, General Rule of Validity. Now, what do they say? A, in general, notwithstanding any statute, regulation, or other rule of law, other than this subchapter and subchapter, with respect to any transaction in or affecting interstate or foreign commerce. Remember, they consider it all interstate or foreign commerce. Number one, a signature contract or other record relating to such transaction may not be denied legal effect, validity, or enforceability solely because it's electronic in form. That's when they brought this in. Number two, a contract relating to such transaction may not be denied legal effect, validity, or enforceability solely because an electronic signature or electronic record was used in its formation. Now, item B, preservation of rights and obligations. Notice how they put those together, rights and obligations. This subchapter does not, number one, limit, alter, or otherwise affect any requirement imposed by a statute, regulation, or rule of law relating to the rights and obligations of persons under such statute, regulation, or rule of law, other than a requirement that contracts or other records be written, signed, or in non-electric form. Number two, require any person to agree to use or accept electronic records or electronic signatures other than a governmental agency with respect to a record other than a contract to which it is a party. Okay, item C, consumer disclosure. Number one, consent to electronic records, notwithstanding subsection A, if a statute, regulation, or other rule of law requires that information relating to a transaction or transactions in or affecting interstate or foreign commerce be provided or made available to a consumer in writing, the use of an electronic record to provide or make available, whichever is required, such information satisfied the requirement that such information be in writing if the consumer has affirmatively consented to such use and has not withdrawn such consent. Well, that only applies to whatever documents or whatever rules there are out there that require notification be in written form. And there are some. They didn't put this across the board. There are some situations. And they listed, if you want to go through and read this whole section, subchapter, some situations where they have not permitted electronic signatures, they still require a paper notice, a written notice be delivered for whatever to be enforceable. So they're saying basically that you can preserve your rights. But now the question is for us listeners, for me too, okay, now they're saying if I click on a box and agree to YouTube's terms, that's enforceable. You know, they can identify me. They can identify that I clicked on that box. When you pay with PayPal, you put in your number and your information and you click on that and they identify you and it comes out of your account. And if you want to reverse that and say you made a mistake, that's not easy to do. The same way when you purchase anything over the internet with your credit card, frequently you can return it to the source and they may credit it back to the electronically, take it off your account. But nowhere is there a place to write UCC 1-308 reservation of rights in this whole electronic thing. That's why I do everything I can to get people to send me whatever they want me to sign, to send me whatever they want to communicate with me in paper form. And I think it's time we all insist and do not fill out forms online, because you can't sign reservation of rights. Okay, now this isn't going to be easy, folks. I know that, and everybody knows that who's been on the internet. So what I have done and other people have done and is the only solution I can think of right now. Because remember, with the Google, with the YouTube account, the good men and women who signed up and agreed to those terms and conditions, they've told me to my face, you know, I didn't read them all. My God, I don't have time. It was all these pages and pages and pages and pages. And this is not by accident, folks. The lawyers have done this pretty much across the board in everything. You know, we engage with other people. They have these huge documents in tiny print. And if we don't sign it, we don't get the services. If we don't sign it, we don't get the goods. We don't get to participate. The lawyers have done this. Let's make it really clear who's done this. Who writes all these complex agreements? It's not you and me, folks, and it's not the people we elect. We can't blame the people we elect for this insanity. They don't even write the statutes. They come up with what they want, or someone else tells them what they should want, and then it is written by a bunch of lawyers so that it is in UCC code. That's going on across the country. It is bar attorneys. I can't say that enough. It is not you and I. It is not the people we vote in for office. It is bar attorneys who are doing this to the entire country on a daily basis. These thousands of rules and regulations, they're all written by bar attorneys. Now they've conjured up this new game of electronic signatures so that one click of your mouse is interpreted in their courtroom as you having consented to their contract, and you will perform or there will be penalties. That's what they've done. I'm furious about it because it was done to an unsuspecting public that's still in their mind's eye. The public still thinks they have the Bill of Rights and the Constitution to protect them from this carnage. People, I just read to you what a consumer is. They've moved every one of us who buys anything, goods or services. We are now all consumers in their legal land. Sorry, but that's just the way it is. So is there a method to protect ourselves? Well, my group thought long and hard about this. What can we do? What can we do? Because obviously we're using the internet to communicate. We're using email to communicate. People are now texting each other. That's electronic signatures. And I read the definition. It includes text. It includes the devices that you use to communicate. All of this electronic technology form of communication fits into this electronic or digital signature world. So when we come back, I'm going to toss out to the listeners in there. Welcome to call in and tell me what they think will help us, because more and more people are going to the internet to purchase things. More and more people have internet accounts. If you have an email account, you're in it. If you text on your cell phone, you're in it. If you have a PayPal account, you're in it. That's the world that they've created. And there's no avoiding that fact. That's the world we're living in. And we've got to figure out how to best navigate it. And that's what we're going to talk about in the second hour. Okay, stay tuned. We'll be back.
Thank you. so, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
If you are one of the millions of people who get migraines, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist who created MigRelief, the patented dietary supplement that addresses nutritional deficiencies in adults and children with migraines. Thousands of physicians and pharmacists recommend MigRelief.
Call 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
We're talking about what are we going to do about this electronic signature trap. I call it a trap. Too few people are aware of all those terms, and that's intentional. They're written in small print. That's intentional. They use terminology that we don't understand. That's intentional. It was all done by the bar to entrap us. That's intentional. This is not an accident. I didn't stumble upon a mistake someone made. This was all created intentionally to do exactly what it's done, which is entrap the public into a legal binding agreement that they are completely unaware of, and they are unaware of the consequences. And then the courts say ignorance is no excuse. Okay? And that is horrific, but that's what they say. Okay, so what do we have to know to try to figure out the best way to respond to this entrapment? I'm going to start a little bit and then take calls after the next break. Just to remind everyone that the Uniform Commercial Code contains a nasty provision called the presumption, and that's UCC 1-206, whereby it is presumed that you understand and consent to all the terms and conditions of any contract, agreement, or application you sign, either with private parties like hospitals, car dealerships, or banks, or with government entities like Social Security, the U.S. military, and the Bureau of Motor Vehicles. This presumption of informed consent is applied even when the terms and conditions are vague or admittedly not revealed in the contract or agreement. All our laws, also known as statutes and regulations, are written for corporate persons, not for living flesh and blood men and women. To understand how we can best protect ourselves from the legal deception, you guys can go to the anticorruptionsociety.com and click on the notice of condition precedent at the top of the page. Once you familiarize yourself with the notice of condition precedent information, for a $25 donation to RBN, you can declare your legal status as a living woman or man and remove the presumption that you volunteered to be a code slave citizen of the United States Federal Corporation. And you can reclaim the parental authority over your underage children. This strategy for asserting your rights represents very little risk, as you and only you will decide when you wish to implement your personalized notice, which you will receive in the mail approximately 30 days after it is posted on the Notice of Condition Precedent website. The reason we put this on the web, people, is because of the electronic signature. They have it so that visiting on the web is a legal action when you click on a box. They consider, they're telling you the terms and conditions of YouTube by reading them from the web, an enforceable agreement. And I just got done explaining how they did that and when they did that. So our approach is to do the exact same thing, use the web as our forum to announce our status. Stay tuned and we'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.